Tonight on the Worldview Report, the World Economic Forum is in full swing this week, and they've got a plan for the world. But it comes with a heavy cost. And it's not the billionaires in attendance who will foot the bill. We will foot the bill. Another tragic story of a vaccine-related death that you'll never hear about in the corporate media, but you will hear tonight. And catch this. A group of nearly three dozen men of military age, all dressed in camouflage, are caught trying to cross illegally into the U.S. from Mexico. And we've got the video. And in a blockbuster case, a U.S. Navy panel has voted unanimously this week in favor of an officer who challenged the mandatory COVID vaccines. This is a true David versus Goliath story. And State Farm, well, guess what? It's abandoned its LGBTQ grooming program targeting kids as young as 5 in Florida. All this and more on the Worldview Report that begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. As many of you know, the World Economic Forum Conference has been in session this week in Davos, Switzerland. And Ukrainian President Zelensky, well, he used the platform to make a bold ask of every nation in the formerly free Western world. Zelensky, the quintessential globalist speaking to his fellow globalists, put in his order for $5 billion a month from the global community. Zelensky requested the cash infusion to be done immediately. Here he is addressing the globalists seated at the forum in Davos.
Historically significant model of rebuilding when each of the partner countries or partner cities or even partner companies will have the opportunity to take patronage over a particular region of Ukraine. It could be a city, or community, or even an industry, Britain, Denmark, the European Union, and other leading international entities have already chosen a specific area for patronage in rebuilding. And thanks to this model of relations, the post-war rebuilding could be fast, could be efficient, and could be of high quality. And this would not only allow to attract the best specialists, architects, engineers, builders, developers, managers, and others, but it will also be the largest in Europe since the World War II. It will become the largest opportunity for an economic way forward. And I hope that at the beginning of the international conference in Lugano that was mentioned by the President Kassis, it will be held in July this year, dedicated to the post-war reconstruction of Ukraine, all of our partner countries and most of the leading companies of the world will come up with their own packages of proposals. And taking this opportunity, I would like to extend words of gratitude to Switzerland for organizing this conference and supporting our efforts. I would like to know the efforts of Ursula von der Leyen, particularly her proposal to establish a platform for rebuilding and reconstruction that would be managed jointly by the European Commission and Ukraine and will allow to direct the European Union resources to restore it.
In the three-day summit's opening address, Ukrainian's President Zelensky, dressed in his trademark wartime olive green t-shirt and projected on monitors from Kiev, told about 1,000 of the CEOs and government officials that Ukraine needs $5 billion a month, beginning immediately in order to stave off full-blown economic collapse, a collapse that would have deep global ramifications. Quote, the amount of work is enormous, end quote, he said. Quote, we have more than $500 billion in losses and tens of thousands of facilities destroyed. We need to rebuild entire cities and industries, end quote. Yet, rather than describing the dire situation as a crisis, Zelensky cast it as a potentially lucrative opportunity for Western countries and companies, quote, patronage, end quote, for investors. Zelensky said Ukraine would have a, quote, special, historically significant model of rebuilding, end quote, in which companies and countries could choose a specific region to rebuild. This system, which he called a, quote, patronage, end quote, is meant as a way of attracting the world's top engineers and architects to Europe's biggest reconstruction since the aftermath of the Second World War nearly 80 years ago. Well, here's a question. When the U.S. economy finally collapses, which it is well on its way to doing so right now, who do we ask for a bailout? In other news, the Gateway Pundit reports that a baby girl tragically drowned in 3 inches of bathwater at home in Christchurch in England after her mother suffered an adverse reaction following her COVID-19 vaccination. An inquest was heard, and lawyer Louise Akison passed out while bathing her 9-month-old baby girl, Ellie, a day after receiving her first dose of the COVID injection. According to reports, Akison's husband found the mother unresponsive in the bathroom. To his horror, he saw their baby daughter face down in the bath, turning blue. He tried to revive the baby while calling first responders, but sadly, it was too late. As reported by the Daily Mail, quote, her husband, James, came home from a trip to the dentist and pushed open the bathroom door to discover it had been blocked by his unresponsive wife on the floor. Mr. Atkinson picked her out of the water and woke his wife by grabbing hold of her. He then laid Ellie on the bathroom floor, where he began CPR while calling 999 on a speakerphone. Mr. Atkinson, a business manager, carried on the resuscitation attempts until the emergency services arrived 6 minutes later at their $500,000 home in Christchurch. Ellie was flown by helicopter to Southampton General Hospital, Hampshire, where she was pronounced dead 4 hours later on March 23rd, 2021. A large group of illegal alien men dressed in military-style camouflage were caught entering Texas from Mexico earlier this week. That's according to Fox News. Well, we also have a video, a wild Texas DPS video of the migrants attempting to flee capture. 32 men of military age were caught by Border Patrol agents and Texas Department of Public Safety. And my friends, this is just the beginning. And it's been going on for how long? Congressman Tony Gonzalez, a Republican from Texas, whose district includes Big Bend, says the cartels usually make those crossing there pass a 5-day desert survival course before sending them over from Mexico. But still, not everybody made it. Sadly, the body of a young woman, migrant, and she was from Honduras, well, she was found after succumbing to the harsh environment during the crossing. The migrants are seen on video running through a ranch in the Big Bend sector in West Texas as a Texas DPS helicopter flushes them out from a grove of trees into open terrain. Watch this.
Oh, yeah, well, you see them right here.
All right, hey, Victor 8-2, they're running out to kind of to that flat top area.
Yeah, 10-4, where is that gator at your station?
All right, we count about 29 runners. All right here where the chopper is, guys, they're all over.
All 32 of the illegals were eventually apprehended, and you can see them here in this photo. Well, we finally have some good news. In a stunning rebuke to the Pentagon's top brass, an internal Navy board voted 3-0 in favor of a vaccine resistor amid questions of the vax mandate's lawfulness. A Navy Administrator Separation Board voted unanimously to retain an officer who refused to comply with the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Just the News reports that Navy Lieutenant Billy Moselle, who has been an officer for 22 years, could have chosen to retire from the military when he was ordered to receive the COVID gene therapy injection. He also could have submitted a religious accommodation request since he objected to the vaccine for religious reasons. Instead, he risked his retirement and challenged the mandate, bringing his case before the Administrative Separation Board after learning, quote, that the Navy and the other services intended to implement a blanket denial policy, end quote. That's again according to a press release from his attorney, R. Davis Yonts. The press release states that Moselle consulted with legal and medical experts and, quote, became convinced that as an officer, he had an obligation to take a stand against the unlawful order and be a voice for thousands of enlisted sailors, end quote. His attorney, Yonts, told Just the News that Moselle is one of the first Navy service members, maybe even the first officer, to go to the board over the COVID vaccine mandate. What he has accomplished is a tremendous win for the nation and his fellow naval officers and enlisted men. Any service members who have been in the military for more than 6 years, well, they are entitled to go before the board for due process. In the Navy, the board's recommendation on whether to retain or terminate a member of the service is considered binding. Yonts argued at the board hearing that the mandate for the experimental COVID jab was not a lawful order, since the military has not made fully FDA-approved versions of the vaccines available to military members. The only FDA-approved COVID injection is one that is not even available and won't be until 2024 at the earliest. And the FDA pulled a bait and switch on the American public when it announced last year it had granted full approval to a version of the Pfizer vaccine that doesn't exist. The military defense attorney told Just the News that the attorneys for the Navy agreed with him that there are no FDA-approved vaccines available, only interchangeable vaccines. Yonts added that if there are no FDA-approved vaccines available, then the president would have to authorize the experimental shots that are currently available, which hasn't happened. As we've reported previously, everything that is going on in the most restrictive COVID lockdown nations like China and the most punitive measures in nations like Canada and Australia are things that the CDC, NIH, and the rest of the U.S. federal cartel would love to be able to implement here because it's all part of the same plan. The same plan, ladies and gentlemen. It's all part of the World Economic Forum Great Reset for the world, where you will end up owning nothing and be happy, having zero privacy or control over your own actions. And supposedly, again, you're going to love it. Well, in that context, we bring you this next report from South Australia. Watch this.
Government's proposed new COVID laws are copping criticism.
That's right, Jane. The new legislation is set to replace the Emergency Management Act, responsible for rules like mandatory quarantine and mask wearing. But the alternative bill could face some pushback in the upper house. The Law Society says it lacks detail and would hand the governor extraordinary permanent powers. Leaked documents have reportedly revealed the Liberal Party is worried about hefty penalties of up to $75,000 and a 2-year jail term planned for any future COVID breaches. The Shadow Cabinet is meeting tonight to go over what's proposed with a fine-tooth comb.
That measure, according to the Daily Mail Australia, did end up passing. It provides for a $20 fine against individuals and $75,000 fine for businesses caught disobeying COVID edicts on mask wearing, forced quarantining, and mandatory vaccines. And the laws are even more strict in Victoria, Australia, where fines for various violations are as much as $22,000 for an individual worker and up to $90,000 per day on businesses. And a company who allows an unvaccinated worker to work Well, they could be fined $109,000. Furthermore, according to the Daily Mail, individuals in Victoria who commit so-called serious breaches of public health, well, they face up to 2 years in prison or a $90,000 fine, while businesses can be fined $455,000. Put together, a business in Victoria could conceivably be fined $500,000 just for allowing somebody who is unvaccinated to do a morning's work. This is the new normal of life in the Great Reset, also known as tyranny, global tyranny. And sadly, I think it's coming to America on a fast track if we allow it. Will we? We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on MyStore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to MyStore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all MyStore products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. Dr. Paul Alexander has a new Substack article up that warns that the COVID vaccine flattens the immune response for 2 weeks post-shot, and you are susceptible to COVID and many other viruses and pathogens. The shot damages your innate acquired adaptive immunity, making you more susceptible to a wide range of illnesses and diseases, including, wait for it, monkeypox. Dr. Alexander cites a scientific paper by Fulman, which concludes that the impact of the Moderna vaccine on the nucleocapsid protein antibodies was that they were heavily depressed in the vaccinated relative to the unvaccinated. Dr. Alexander's interpretation of the study is as follows, quote, I would place my money on the link between COVID vax and monkeypox and the damage to the immune system of vaccinees. Until I see otherwise, this is where I will let my money ride. Too coincidental. We are seeing that the vaccinated are at a massive risk for infection since the suboptimal vaccinal antibodies bind to the spike protein but do not neutralize the virus or eliminate it. And research is showing that the vaccinal antibodies actually facilitate or enhance infection in the vaccinated. These non-sterilizing COVID vaccines are driving infectious variants and may drive a lethal variant to emerge, end quote. A severe pilot shortage in the U.S. has led to slashed flights just as the travel season ramps up. And this will cause ticket prices to skyrocket this summer, according to CNBC. The origins of the shortage began in the early days of the virus pandemic, when pilot hiring, training, and licensing stalled. Then airlines forced thousands of pilots into early retirement to slash labor costs as travel demand cratered. That's again according to Zero Hedge. Some retired rather than submit to mandatory gene therapy injections. Now, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are proposing legislation to increase the retirement age for airline pilots from 65 to 67 to extend pilots' flight time as the industry scrambles for solutions. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby told investors during an earnings call in April that the shortage could last for years. Quote, the pilot shortage for the industry is real, and most airlines are simply not going to be able to realize their capacity plans because there simply aren't enough pilots, at least not for the next 5+ years, end quote. That's what Kirby said. The shortage has hit regional carriers the hardest. Phoenix-based Mesa Air Group, which flies for American and United, lost tens of millions of dollars last quarter because of flight reductions due to the lack of pilots. The Naples United Church of Christ in Naples, Florida, is hosting a LGBTQ plus conference for youth ages 12 to 18. The proceedings will include a drag show. The Postmillennial filed a report quoting from the advertisement for the event, which read, quote, GSLSEN Collier is hosting the inaugural Youth Pride Conference in Naples, Florida, for all local LGBTQ youth ages 12 to 18, end quote. Oh, and by the way, the church also felt the need to tell us that the event is sold out. The event's description reads, quote, this one-day conference created by and for LGBTQ youth will provide students with the opportunity to engage in LGBTQ-related issues facing them today while empowering them to be confident in all their identities. Breakfast and lunch will be provided for all attendees, as well as a drag show for some of our local drag queens, end quote. The event's description also says there will be a keynote speaker and a panel discussion, quote, with former high school students talking about life in the LGBTQ community after high school, end quote. Attendees will have the opportunity to attend some breakout sessions covering subjects of their own particular interest. According to Florida's Voice, there is some community concern about the event, especially since it appears many children attending will be bused in directly from school without the permission or knowledge of parents. In fact, a spokesperson from the local school district said such activity is not permitted within Collier County. The spokesperson stated, quote, the district was never informed nor contacted about this event. CCPS, which is Collier County Public Schools, is not a sponsor of the event, which is being held at a private facility, end quote. So this is a case where a local church, so-called, is actually more woke and more radical than the government public school system. Bottom line for parents, don't assume just because some event is held at a so-called church that it's going to be a wholesome family-oriented entertainment evening or event for your kids. You have to investigate. This isn't 1980 or even 1990. Things are changing. They're changing faster than many parents are able to keep up with. Stephen Moore is out with a new article at the Epoch Times that investigates the true cost of alternative energy. And he's investigating all of the lies that proponents of the green economy are espousing. And by the way, they're doing a lot of spinning and they're putting out propaganda and twisting the real numbers, the real facts. For example, John Kerry, the Biden administration's climate czar, well, he recently claimed that, quote, solar and wind are less expensive than coal or oil or gas, end quote. And Pete Buttigieg, who is Biden's transportation secretary, well, he makes the same claims about the thousands of dollars that motorists can save if they buy electric cars. This couldn't be more wrong, writes Moore, adding, quote, proponents of green energy boondoggles are often masters at playing with the numbers, because that is the only way that wind and solar electricity generation make any sense. Advocates such as Kerry love to focus on the low operating costs of solar and wind, since they don't require constant purchases of fuel, ignoring the relatively short lifespan of solar and wind components, as well as the high initial investment, can make it appear as though solar and wind operate at low cost than fossil fuels or nuclear power, end quote. Then Moore delivers the knockout punch to the proponents of green energy when he writes, quote, let's get the facts straight. The cost isn't just what you pay at the retail level for gas or power. It also includes the taxes you pay to subsidize the power. A 2017 study by the Department of Energy found that for every dollar of government subsidy per BTU unit of energy produced from fossil fuels, wind, and solar, get at least $10, end quote. Of course, all of these lies and distortions are drummed into students' heads in high schools and colleges across this country every day. We have a lot of work to do in educating the people. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried canceling myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For a limited time, you can get my brand new product, My Slippers, for 50% off. That's the lowest price ever. And remember, My Slippers come with an exclusive four-layer design. These layers combine to give you amazing comfort and support and help reduce stress on your feet. And with the durable indoor-outdoor sole, you can wear My Slippers anytime, anywhere. I personally guarantee these will be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get My Slippers for 50% off, the lowest price in history. And if you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Now time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. We reported last night that State Farm Insurance has been encouraging its employees to donate money to buy LGBTQ books for young school children in Florida. The information came from a whistleblower inside the company, but only after it was a widely publicized story by conservative media did State Farm retreat and change its policy. The auto and home insurance company had partnered with the Gender Cool Project to supply transgender books for students as young as kindergarten. The three books, a kid's book about being transgender, a kid's book about being non-binary, and a kid's book about being inclusive, contain various descriptions about gender and sexual identity, meant to disprove the notion that gender is the same as biological sex, and therefore establish the idea that it is changeable. The Gender Cool Project markets the three-book bundle to children ages 5 and over, a fact noted in the whistleblower email. Let's be honest. I think this was a classic grooming project, don't you? I think they were seeking to get kids to think in terms of sex and sexual identity. At an age, by the way, that no child should be thinking about these issues. State Farm may have canceled the project, but we won't forget what they tried to do. Well, that wraps up this edition of the Worldview Report. Don't forget, we are a listener-supported program. We need your support. Please, support us in one of three ways. Go to MyPillow.com and use that powerful promo code B66 and save up to 66% on any of the numerous products. Don't forget, Father's Day is coming up. There's a slipper sale right now. Massive savings on slippers. I own them. They're awesome. Dad, granddad, uncle, they'll love them. MyPillow.com. Get dad, grandpa, uncle, whoever, for Father's Day, some of those slippers. Use that promo code B66. There are also a lot of other products there. Make great gifts for other people, not just yourself. Housewarming gifts, wedding gifts, graduation gifts. MyPillow.com and use that promo code B66. You can also support my work by going to WVWTVStore.com. WVWTVStore.com. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. Has a shelf life of 25 years. I know you can purchase it in other places, but when you purchase it from us, well, it's a big part of our general operating budget that helps keep this broadcast going. Because again, there are seven of us that work on this every day. It takes up to 15 man hours a day to put it together. We need to pay all those people and pay for the streaming and bandwidth bill. So please consider going to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. And then finally, you can just make a contribution at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. However you support us, we do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Until next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.